So it's day three of the Do Lectures. I'm here with Andy Middleton, who's the main host of the lectures in terms of comparing. And I'm just wanting a catch-up, really, Andy, on what have the best bits of the lectures been, how you've seen it go so far.
As in previous years, it's been a pretty intense experience of getting... So far we've heard about 20 speakers. So in 2 days, we've in effect been offered the best contents of 20 awesome books about change to digest. So I was saying to someone yesterday, it's a bit like having 20 part-read books by your bedside and trying to remember, going to sleep, trying to remember which one said which. And so what I've been doing on the each day is it, and during each of the talkers, each of the speakers, is just trying to record my notes on what they're good. So what I'll do is run through some of those things and try and capture an essence of what that's about in chronological order as we've gone through the events. Gav Thompson works at O2, sees himself as being a corporate pirate, and went from an agency world into the corporate world with a view of working in innovation. And he talked about how do you bring on that way of maintaining your sense of trying to make change happen whilst within a big corporate environment. And in particular, the things that struck me that he talked about were going through the process of change and what catalyzed those movements. And on the back of not being prepared to give up on what was important, he came up with a project which he pushed through called O2 Learn, which is rewarding the people who provide content online with free broadband. In the initial phase, they've got 1,200 lessons, 25,000 hours of teaching. And in terms of the kind of things that we do here at Do, it's a huge opportunity to take that sort of thing forwards. Next up, we had a lovely story, a lady called Babette Buster, who's a professor from the west coast of the States, who applied to be a delegate, and her application form was so awesome, we offered her the chance to become a speaker. And Babette was a storyteller, and she talked about the way that a good story can see people becoming young before your eyes, or you can see veils of inconsolable grief from missed ideas. And so much of what we've been talking about here is how to communicate those stories in a way that counts. And the way that the children of previous generations learnt through folklore, that you do get lost in the forest sometimes. That there are different things of doing it. She quoted Mark Spitz and Michael Phelps, Olympians, about that for them the performance is about the wonder of innocence and imagination coming into play.